So what's the bubble made out of, and what's inside the bubble?
Why do we always have to take it a step further with our questions? I know I do the same too, but I
would be very boring if we didn't.
I guess you would have access to all the same things that you would in the tree. So someone,
so there's oxygen. There's,
oxygen. People can pass you food
through the bubble.
Maybe people can come into the bubble with you, even because people could come up the tree.
Okay.
With you.
It's so just, what can't you do in a bubble then?
If you have a couch in the bubble.
You can do anything in the bubble if you can get things and people can come to you.
You can't hear birds.
Okay, you can't hear things that are outside the bubble.
Maybe. Maybe that's the difference. And then in the tree, you can't touch the ground or move around. You can move around in a bubble. You can, like, hamster wheel yourself.
Then the couch is falling on you.
And maybe you don't have a couch.
Can you build a house around yourself in the tree? Can you turn it, fashion it
into a tree house? Yes.
Tree house.
Yes.
Yes?
I would definitely live in a tree.
Yeah.
That can't be the rule. The point of both of these things is there's a limit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't just say, could I expand the bubble? No. The bubble is the size.
You can build a platform so you're not just like crotch hanging on a branch.
Crotch hanging is not even a thing. Ew.
What's a crotch hang?
Will you demonstrate for us a crotch hang, please? We just want to understand what you're saying.
Stop. Like straddling a branch, holding on.
I like that better.
I mean, hanging by one's crotch is different than straddling.
I can see that. I can see that.
Crotch hanging. Well, I don't like that you guys have added all this stuff.
Okay, so let's take all of it away. You're literally in a plastic bubble.
Like the bubble boy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You're the bubble boy or you're tree man.
Crotch hanging tree man. I don't know. Bubble seems cooler. More of a novelty.
It'd be easier to sleep. Easier to sleep in a bubble. For sure.
Oh, is it soft? Because I'm thinking it'd be a little comfortable in the bubble.
Well, how is it to sleep hanging by your crotch from a tree?
Okay.
It'd be hard to defy gravity and get 8 hours of snoozerific time.
I would choose the tree because it's less embarrassing.
I would choose the tree only because of, like, the sweat factor.
How
smelly would it be in that bubble? I'm assuming it's made out of plastic.
Right. If you fart one time in there.
It's over. How are you going to pee? What if you have to go to the bathroom? What is that about?
Oh, no. I've chosen
I'm
wrong.
Assuming it's clear plastic.
Talk about embarrassing.
You're on display.
Yeah.
Talk about embarrassing. You're right. You said embarrassing, and now I see why. I see you pee. That's what everybody will say about me. What you have just heard was a part of our Patreon episode that came out this morning. If you would like to hear the rest of that, you can join us at patreon.com/momstrugglingwell. But you can also come to our live event. If you join us over on Patreon at the Mothership level, we are going to be getting together Friday, July 22nd at 8 p.m. Central. We do this quarterly with the Struggs. We check in, we see faces, and we kind of, you know, let loose on the weekends. We do giveaways, we play some games, and we just see where the night leads us. And it's always somewhere interesting. We would love to see you there. Patreon.com/momstrugglingwell.